Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the AAK Press and Analyst Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. I would just like to remind you this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Arne Frank, CEO. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
Hello, everybody, and very welcome to AAK's Press and Analyst Conference in relation to the recent very interesting acquisition of Oasis Foods company in the United States. Thank you all for being available on a very, very short notice, but the character of the subject is, of course, such that short notice is the only option. We have a small PowerPoint pack here that we would like to walk you through. I am together with our CFO, Mr. Anders Byström, and sitting in our New Jersey Edison office in United States and heading over to Oasis Foods in an hour. I suspect this presentation will take, roughly speaking, 15 minutes, and then we have ample time for Q&A if you have questions or anything else you would like to see clarified. Page two, we want to put this in its perspective, AAK Acceleration and AAK USA. Talk a little bit more about Oasis Foods, and then, as we said, space for Q&A. Page three, AAK Acceleration, our strategy put in simplistic and actionable terms, growth efficiency people. So this is a growth project, definitively. We always say that when we do M&A, we want to hit at least one more bullet, one more ticket in the list of AAK Acceleration projects. And we are here, bakery, dairies, chocolate, confectionery, infant nutrition, and food service, number five. And then we always said, even if we don't want to be looked upon as any kind of M&A machine or M&A roll-up project, that we do have M&A ambitions. And then, you know, particularly important to us is China, Brazil, but we always say also Central and Eastern Europe and United States and South and Latin America. So we are covering here food service and US, which is also an important market to us that we have communicated many times. So we are very glad over that strategic fit. Then, of course, doing an M&A transaction, one needs to know that you have a very strong and very professional organization around and an organization that is performing very nicely. So if we look upon AAK USA, page four, we are happy to now conclude since 2 years a very strong organic growth in food ingredients. Sorry. A very strong organic growth in chocolate. We are investing in our capacity. And we have the integration of Golden Food, Golden Brands successfully behind us. And the drivers for the growth is, of course, a strong response on our health claims, reduction, elimination of trans fats and saturated fats, very strong in customer product co-development, and very good response on our strengths concerning CSR and sustainability questions. And the management team here, we have a very good management team. We have several good leaders in this company. You might have a question related to the change here. We have a new AAK US president announced since yesterday, joining us Tuesday next week. And we believe that we have all the prerequisites in place to, in a stable and professional way, take AAK US to the next level. So good track record, good organic growth, invested in expanded capacity in the main factory, the New Jersey Port Newark factory, and the successful integration of Golden Food, Golden Brands. And we are totally right in the market with the drivers with our strategy. So that's the background. Page five, a few facts on Oasis Foods, and maybe there is some redundancy between page five and six in all fairness. But if we then talk about the company, and you know food service is part of our strategy, we are not in retail business, we do not compete with our customers, but we do half a step in forward integration, as you all know, focusing the restaurant and the public sector canteen markets through food wholesalers, which would be the main channel, and we call this business food service. It would be our oils and margarines and shortenings and spreadables, but in smaller packs than to industrial customers, but larger packs than to what you would see in retail. And this is a very strong and very good AAK business that we are deeply involved in Scandinavia and the UK since many years. And in our strategy is to expand this to other parts of AAK. And now we have started in the US since a year or two in limited scale, but now we take a big step here. And hence, Oasis will be a strong foundation for that strategy. And our food service business in the US until this happened was very small. So the first inorganic step, it's got to be a really good platform. And we are very happy to see that Oasis, and we know them since many years, in fact, has a strong position, very good customer relationships, very good channels, revenues slightly north of 900 million Swedish krona, 160 employees, and located very interestingly just a few miles away from our factory in Port Newark. The range of products, edible oils, margarines, spreadable butter blends, shortenings that you all know by now, that is margarine without water, but in US it can also be various frying oils based on certain raw materials. And then in this sector, it's also important to have all the sources that comes out of vegetable oil, and the first one, maybe you shouldn't call a sauce, but it's mayonnaise, it's very important in this sector, and then various sauces and dressings that you could describe as derivatives of mayonnaise if you looked upon it from an industrial point of view and not a culinary point of view. On page six, you see some more examples. You wonder maybe why there is vinegar. That has not much to do with vegetable oils and fats, but in this sector, the customers look upon this as part of the category, and hence you're stronger with your food wholesalers if you also can fulfill that need. Page seven, and we can also say on the products that in our customer due diligence that has been done in a very thorough way, we've had very good feedback on both Oasis product quality, product range, the own Oasis brands, and please don't worry, this is not B2C where you need to have a mega marketing department and a mega marketing communication budget. That's not at all the case in this sector, but the notion of own brands and have a good mix of own brands and the food wholesalers brands is very important, and that is the case in Oasis. So the strategic rationale to summarize: this is an excellent platform for our North American food service ambitions. We have started in small scale in the US with food service and had some good results, but with this we have all the capabilities we need to be successful in this field. It fits very nicely with our AAK USA's expansion strategy. We broaden our offering in the U.S. for this kind of activity strongly. The food service market in the U.S., as you can imagine, is a larger slice of the total market than in many other countries, as consumer patterns and habits might be a little bit different here than compared to Europe. Then again, please notice the New Jersey location only miles away from our Port Newark facility and not many miles away from our U.S. head office in Edison, New Jersey, of course, gives a very good additional dimension to this initiative. On the picture on the lower left, you see a photo of the facilities that are very apt for this kind of activity. On the integration, this company has basically since many years been built by a very professional, very enthusiastic, and very solid private entrepreneur, Mr. Anthony Alves, President Oasis Foods. We are very happy to be able to announce that Mr. Alves will continue as President of Oasis Foods and report to the President of AAK U.S. This is an important prerequisite here, and the ambition is to continue to grow primarily organically, but who knows if we in a later future, when we have delivered on what we have promised here to our shareholders and to our board, then we want to continue to grow. We expect also synergies we should mention with our Louisville facility that you know is geographically excellently positioned versus the New Jersey area. That's another dimension. Oasis Foods will be organized as a relatively autonomous subsidiary of AAK USA. We see some cost synergies. Those should not be exaggerated, but there are some cost synergies. Then we see a lot of cross-selling and product synergies. AAK USA have some very interesting high-end products for the bakery sector as one example that most likely could be very interesting to sell through the Oasis sales organization and distribution channels. There are other commercial synergies here that we also believe in a lot. Page nine, and here I know you will have many questions. Here I know some of you will be a little bit frustrated with the limited information. Here I know you will ask, and here I know I will have to try to be defensive and avoid answering. I'm really sorry for that. But what we can say is what we have on page nine. 2012, limited impact on AAK Group operating profit. Current operating profit per kilo below group average, so we are not saying significantly below, but we are not saying just below either. Why? This is a profitable business. Oasis have been on a dramatic growth journey, an impressive growth journey, and in that perspective, maybe to a certain degree managing rather for growth than for profit. And we will also manage for growth, but maybe with a slightly different balance between growth and profit. Current volumes in the range of 90 to 100,000 metric tons. And of course, this subsidiary will be reported and consolidated into the food ingredients business area. That was basically the short presentation. Thank you for listening, and now we open up for questions and answers. And as always, I take the easy questions, and our CFO, Anders Byström, takes the difficult questions. So please go ahead. If we can open up for an unmuted line here.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. The first question comes from the line of Per Johansson from INT Aarhus. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Just a quick one on the synergies. I have to ask a bit about the synergies and also about, could you comment a little bit about the current operating profit below the group average and also the growth area? How has the history been in the company? Because normally with these kind of products, the margin should be a bit above the group average.
Thank you, Per. Good questions. Yes, margin's a bit above group average, but EBIT per kilo, we are here a bit below, not dramatically below, but not just briefly below neither. They have been certain years more profitable, but they have had and seen a very professional, very impressive growth over the last two to three to four years. Despite recession, please remember, this is, and particularly in the U.S., food service is very much restaurant-oriented, and you can imagine what happened to that sector back in the Lehman Brothers days and. But they have recovered from that in a very impressive way. We see some cost synergies. They will, of course, start to take oil from our Port Newark facility. That will have a value. There are other things where we, in an interesting way, can benchmark and compare and leverage best practices from our food service business in the U.K., which is relatively big. And a few other things. The company has been owned by two very professional owners, but we see a few, but it's predominantly a growth project, definitely.
Yeah. You haven't mentioned anything about the acquisition price. Is it fair to say that it's actually from what you are paying is covering your cost of capital from day one, and that the synergies will actually do that it will be a very profitable business for the AAK shareholders?
What can we say? First of all, we have the situation as we had with Golden Food, Golden Brand, or now AAK Louisville also. But here we will keep the name Oasis Foods. It's so well established. So this will not be renamed. But to compare with Golden Food, Golden Brand, we have the same thing. Private owners, not particularly interested in seeing the price of the company as a headline in the newspapers and so forth. So we have promised to not disclose that. But with the risk of sounding a bit arrogant, and we have said, but with the background that we have so many nice opportunities to work on, so many fascinating value-creating opportunities, that the likelihood is relatively limited that we would embark on M&A transactions that did not fulfill the criteria you just mentioned.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Fair enough. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of KJ Bonnevier from JRS Securities Stock. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just to follow on the price question, I think at the time when you bought Golden Foods, you said that it was not dilutive to your own multiples. Could you do the same kind of statement this time?
Following the principle, I take the easy questions and Mr. Byström takes the difficult one. I'm now at the first question, and now yours a little bit on the defense, so I gladly pass the microphone to Mr. Byström.
Thank you, Arne. hello, call you one. Good question. I think that we have explicitly stated, you know, that, and that's important, that it will not improve our EBIT per kilogram, which we otherwise are guiding on and putting a lot of focus on. But I think apart from that one, from a value creation point of view, generally speaking, I think it's a reasonable assumption that you had.
And if you look at it from an integration point of view, I guess this is quite a standalone operation for you looking at North America, so we shouldn't expect a lot of integration costs either, I guess.
Very correct. It will be, as we said, organized as a relatively autonomous subsidiary. Mr. Alves will be president of the company with the roles of an autonomous company president. And of course, in a clever way, we will leverage the synergies and the shared experience and the shared best practices and so forth. But I think it's a wise assumption to see relatively limited integration.
Excellent. And when I look at, say, the production, so to say, that you are doing in New York, that this is more of a blending activity, I guess, than what you would call a normal production activity.
We would, of course, prefer to describe it in much more sophisticated terms and vocabulary than blending, but you're right, we are one step forward in the value chain, so there is less of very intense and heavy processes and more about creating the final product. And then packing the final product.
And when I look at the product mix, the delivery mix from Oasis, and compare it to what say you have in the UK and in the Swedish operation, is it a big difference there? If you're looking at say the standard components, what specialized components, and so on.
No, it is very very much similar to both our UK food service operation, where you would see oils, margarines, shortenings, mayonnaise and sauces, and in fact the Scandinavian one also. The only difference here, I would say, that Oasis also do vinegar, which is clever from a customer point of view, that is definitively part of the category. That's also confirmed when I met Scandinavian and the British food service customers. But it's very similar, and Mr. Alves have already met with our heads of food service in the UK and our head of food service in Scandinavia, and they had immediately a very collegial exchange, being brothers in the same kind of family.
Sounds excellent. Just a final question on the financial of this. Is there going to be a lot of, say, intangibles if we are looking at the acquisition, looking at both things they are going to write off over the profit and loss account and goodwill, obviously?
There will be some goodwill, primarily.
So not a lot of intangible amortization to come from this?
No. Not
excellent. No, good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Peter Wallin from Handelsbanken. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, gentlemen. I would like to first, if you could, please elaborate a bit more on when you say that that Oasis have had a very impressive growth momentum the last couple of years. To give some kind of color, what kind of volume growth per year over the last 3 years on average are we talking about?
It varies a lot, Mr. Wallin, thank you for the question. It varies a lot between the years, and we all remember what happened in September 2008 and what happened to the economy in the winter of 2008-09 and the spring of 2009. So that is, of course, putting something to the numbers you need to interpret, but they have had way north of market growth also in the downturns, and in the upturns, of course, even more.
Okay, and then also when about them having an EBIT per ton, well, not very much below yours, but not very close either. And you're saying that you're going to be refocusing a bit, not focusing as much on growth, which I guess will have a positive impact on their EBIT per ton and standalone, and then also with the synergies. I mean, do you think that it's reasonable to assume that EBIT per ton for this subsidiary will converge towards your group, AAK group, within the foreseeable future?
Absolutely, but just to be very clear, very strong focus on growth historically with just enough profit, you could describe it as. We will go forward also have a strong focus on growth, but a little bit more on profit. So it's just a retuning of the balance, and with the synergies, we don't see that be a problem. Yes, we expect over the next few years the EBIT per kilo to improve towards AAK average or something like that.
Okay, and then maybe more of a question for Anders then. You're saying also in this acquisition here now in the US that there will be a very limited impact on your operating profit for this year. Is this mainly due to accounting issues, and will it be so like as with Golden Foods that you'll more let's see the contribution coming in after the turn of the year?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, usually in connection with an acquisition, there are also some costs, and it takes some time before you get all the benefits. So I think you should have a conservative estimate, you know, for the remaining part of this year, but then full impact.
Okay. And then, well, considering now this acquisition and what kind of assumptions you make on their EBIT in absolute terms and what kind of EBIT multiple you're paying, I mean, do you see that you still have room near term to make further acquisitions?
Mr. Wallin, last time you asked a very adjacent question. I believe we answered that no matter what we answer to such a question, there is a huge risk that the answer will be wrongly interpreted. So I believe Mr. Bystrom would answer in a similar way today also.
Yeah, I think so, and I think we have, at least from a financial perspective, you know, we still have a substantial committed liability unused. So we definitely have the financial strength now to continue the strategy.
Okay, thank you. And then just a final question, maybe a bit more qualitative. I mean, could you just describe what it is that has been making Oasis so successful in terms of growing so much faster than the market the last couple of years? And is there anything there that you see that you can apply elsewhere in the group for what is called some?
Very strong leadership, no doubt. But also strong, professional, engaged individuals, good company culture, very good product range, very good own and appreciated own brands, good market positions dominating a number of different restaurant sectors, good channels, good customers. It's always good when you have customers that are growing instead of the opposite. So, and a good quality reputation both for the products and for the delivery service and things like this. So, most of the factors that are important to run a successful company.
Okay. So, that sounds very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Fredrik Villard from Carnegie. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I was wondering, given food services on your KPI that you've presented those earlier to us over the past two quarters and at the CMD. You mentioned food service was a bit behind plan, and you moved on plan in the last slide that you showed us this at the end of Q1. How would you characterize food services given this acquisition today? Is it ahead of plan or still on plan?
That's a good question, and there is of course an external dimension to this, but a trick that we have homework to do, Mr. Bystrom and myself, to how to handle that question internally, because we don't want to reveal the pressure on the European food service organizations just because we did an M&A transaction in the US. So if we comment on the European food service businesses, as you say, last quarter they moved up a bit on the AAK acceleration project. Lots of good activity in Europe, lots of good activity in Scandinavia, lots of good activity in the UK. Economy difficult in the UK, of course, but a certain improvement, and we do not expect any huge swings in performance in Q2 and Q3, but the slightly improved trends we announced after Q1, we expect to be stable for Q2 and Q3. Will take a little bit of time until it's back in its real good form, but no further comments to that.
All right, then a slightly different one. When you announced the acquisition of Golden Foods Golden Bound, or AAK Louisville, as we now know it, one of the advantages of acquiring that was seeing that you could have two facilities in the United States. Now you're adding a third one. Are you going to see added benefit from this and the factory in that you're now, Oasis factory, is it possible that with smart capex to perhaps do other things if you than just food services products in the factory?
The two most obvious ones is that we can source from our Port Newark, New Jersey facility, we can source some oils to Oasis, and as it's so extremely nearby, that would be very attractive. And the second obvious, if we look upon that kind of geographical footprint thinking, is that we are, of course, in our starting blocks evaluating how the Louisville facility would be leveraged from a food service point of view.
All right. To the extent that you might move all your Louisville volume of food service to Oasis factories, is that an unfair assumption to make?
No, I think that if I understood the question, that sounds a bit radical. But the thinking would be if you looked upon Louisville as a satellite to Oasis Foods.
Okay.
Because in food service, as margins are higher, but EBIT, we talked, we are in the field of what we call semi-speciality to a large extent, and hence there is somehow of a limitation in outbound logistic transportation cost. But if you could find a clever way to leverage our Louisville footprint as a quote-unquote satellite to Oasis, that could be attractive both for our customers and for us.
All right. That was all for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions, so I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you. Thank you for all the questions. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being available on short notice. We are now leaving our Edison office, jumping in the car to go see all the people at Oasis Foods. Thank you all. Have a continued great day, and talk to you soon again, I hope. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, so you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.